USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making it clear he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin that, quote, we cannot have meddling. In an interview with CBS News that aired last night, he said he does believe the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia did meddle in the 2016 election. Asked if he believes his intel community that says it's still going on, the president says,
I will tell you, though, it better not be. It better not be.
At a speaking engagement yesterday, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that he does not agree with President Trump that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, saying of Russian meddling in any U.S. elections.
To me, it's a threat that we need to take extremely seriously and respond to with fierce determination and focus.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking with investigators who are looking into sexual abuse claims against a former Ohio State University doctor. A spokesman for the Ohio Republican saying that Jordan told investigators he never knew of any abuse or allegations when he was an assistant wrestling coach at OSU in the 80s and 90s. Several former wrestlers have claimed that Jordan did know about the abuse accusations against the doctor, who has since committed suicide. Ford is recalling over 555,000 vehicles over concerns they could accidentally roll away.
The recall affects 2013 through 16 Ford Fusions and select 2013 and 2014 Ford Escapes. Ford said the dealerships will fix the source of the problem, the shifter cable bushing, for free. In the meantime, it's warning drivers to use their parking brakes. No crashes or injuries have been reported so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A deadly wildfire is now raging out of control in northern Oregon, and the substation fire, as it's called, has burned 45,000 acres east of Portland. It killed a person in Wasco County. Authorities believe the victim was using a tractor to try to build a fire line on his property when he was overtaken by flames. Several communities in that area have been evacuated. Some research shows people who eat dinner earlier in the evening reduce their risk of getting breast and prostate cancer. The studies from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health, they observed the link between the two after looking at eating and sleeping habits and found that people who ate after 9 p.m. had a higher risk of cancer, although researchers aren't exactly sure why that is. And in Maryland, Baltimore is banning sugary drinks from kids' menus in restaurants and becomes the first major U.S. city to take such a step. That ban that took effect yesterday is aimed at promoting healthy habits in families with young kids by making water, milk, and 100% fruit juices the default beverage options on the kids' menu. Parents can still order sodas or other sugary drinks for their kids. Baltimore is making the move, it says, to combat what is seen as a major childhood obesity problem there. The city's health commissioner says 1 in 4 Baltimore high schoolers are obese. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.